Just in front, volcanic rock here from Overman, subterranean. Next one there, switching back towards the inside, is overpass. Here's Converge down the outside, finishing strongly. Shortly afterward, Converge have broken clear here from Yaris, Invincible Tears, Tiger of Malay. Subterranean's over on the inside, but Converge is well clear near the line, and Converge will romp home the Atkins. Converge by 3 seconds of photo.
In excess of 3 lengths, the margin, well backed, and a dominant winner was Converge with Timmy Clark aboard, and co-trainer Adrian Bott joins us this morning. Congratulations, Adrian.
Yeah, good morning, Warren. Thanks very much for that.
He was heavily backed, as I said, and the form line through the size looked to be the preeminent form line leading into the race. How did that performance meet even your expectations?
Yeah, look, I went there very hopeful. That's what we could see. Obviously, I think, you know, his run was there for everyone to see in the size, sort of a bit of a hard luck story for him there. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I knew he was capable of something like that. Just wanted to make sure that, obviously, been a long campaign. I guess sort of in the back of the mind, you're always worried about that. But, you know, I thought he could go there and do that. And I guess it's very, very satisfying to really see him sort of put it all together on the big day and sort of put away, you know, what was the quality field with these, I guess.
With your family heavily involved in Converge, did that make it a little bit extra special?
Yeah, no doubt. Look, obviously you're always sort of trying to make your family and your parents proud. So, you know, what better way to do it than win them a Group 1? So, you know, it's definitely very satisfying on that level. There was a good bit of emotion behind that one for sure.
It's been a platform race for a number of spring targets over the years. What does your team think might be a suitable target for Converge?
Yeah, no, very, very interesting. I guess everything's open at the moment. I guess sort of didn't want to tie ourselves down to anything going into the race. Wanted to, as I said, just make sure we could, you know, see what we're hopeful and let him confirm what, you know, what potential we thought he could get to. But, you know, off the back of that performance, who's to say sort of a spring with races like the Golden Rose, Guineas and potentially Cox Plate aren't, you know, out of the question for him. He's, you know, obviously, 3 years got a great record in a race like that and lightweight chance. And, you know, I do think he's going to continue to improve as he can stretch out a little bit further. So 2,000 metres, you know, I'm hoping could well be his best trip.
What was the feedback from Tim Clark yesterday?
Look, Tim's been fantastic for us. He's obviously a big part of the stable, big part of the team and, you know, always heavily involved. So I think, I think he gets a lot of satisfaction out of sort of delivering those results as well, and I think more than anything, just very, very delighted to deliver on that for us.
Different style of ride, dominating the Brisbane Cup with Tim aboard Knight's Order. What did you make of his performance?
That was excellent, to tell you the truth. Sort of going into that race, I must admit it was a bit of an afterthought sort of coming up here. I just sort of looked at, I guess, the way he won so well last week in Sydney, just looked at, you know, an ideal opportunity to sort of try and take advantage. But I guess, you know, those staying events are unique. So, the fact that he wasn't necessarily totally prepared specifically for the 3,200-metre event, the way that he won, well, that certainly gives you a lot of confidence for improvement in him going forward. But, he did that very well.
Two-year-old race at Randwick had a few people guessing with the photo going against you in the first within the Congo. Ray Thomas saying that he thinks the form out of that race will hold up with Vernon in the Congo clashing again there yesterday. What did you make of his run?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's quite right in regards to the form standing up. We've got a big opinion of that colt, and obviously sort of disappointing to see him get beaten. We had him in the two races there in Sydney and obviously up in Brisbane, but he's still very raw, doing a lot of things wrong, and I think there's so much upside to him. I guess that's the reason we kept him at home to his home track, just sort of trying to keep everything simple as possible for him at this early point. But he'll go out for a spell now, and he's one that I'm hoping we'll give a relatively quick turnaround and see sharp improvement as he sort of gets into the early spring three-year-old races. And, no doubt, I think he's a stakes-class colt. As is the winner, I feel, as well. But, they certainly pulled away from the others. And, I think there's good improvement in him going forward.
And how do you map out the future for Converge?
Hey, he seems to have come through the run in good order. So, I'll sort of have a chat with the family and the owners and everyone involved So over the next sort of 24 hours, just wants to sort of allow everything to settle and get over it, and you know, sort of see what they want to try and achieve and see what we feel is the best thing by the horse. So, yeah, hopefully in the next couple of days we'll have a pretty good sort of program mapped out.
And does he break now and then work through whatever that program evolves into?
Yeah, definitely. So most likely stay up here in Queensland, give him a break up here and just sort of take advantage of the good weather up here, and you know, so I sort of guess easier to get over the race without the travel up here, and you know, take advantage of that before we bring him back down to Sydney to prepare for the spring.
Crosscube heading to Hawkesbury for the team today in race 5. What's the expectation there?
Yeah, no, I like this horse. Yeah, I thought it was a good effort there last start. One that just sort of got a bit lost, and yeah, no, it's taken just to put it all together, but certainly showing good improvement off that last run, and be a good chance though.
Terrific day for the training partnership yesterday, Adrian, but more importantly, a terrific day for your family. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much, Warren.